I'm down at Ward 5 at the Clinical Simulation Centre at Bishop Auckland Hospital today, and it's a big day for the staff down here. They are looking to purchase a piece of equipment that will go a long, long way for their education and clinical education skills for the team. And Sarah Davies from Dragon's Den, who also has a new BBC The Big Idea Works programme coming up, and Eamon Chowdhury, who was first winner of Race Across the World, will be coming down today. They are running the Great North Run on behalf of County Durham and Darlington Foundation Trust, and they're going to be having a little look at where the money raised will be going. Now, the educational synthetic LifeCast models that are used do help enhance the skills for maternity teams, and they're looking to purchase a new robotic birthing mama, which simulates all types of delivery in a safe and controlled learning environment, which is essentially a sim mom. And they're looking forward to raising the money to get this piece of equipment in place. And today they'll be having a little look around, they'll be learning where the money's going to be going, and it'll be great to find out more about the equipment that they're raising that money for.
Hi, my name is Colette Johns. I'm the Practice Development Midwife for CDDFT, and we're at the Simulation Centre today at Bishop Auckland Hospital, where we've been lucky enough to have Sarah Davies from Dragon's Den and Eamon Chowdhury, who won the first series of Race the World, here to have a look around our Simulation Centre.
And they're going to be running the Great North Run on behalf of County Durham and Darlington Foundation Trust and the charity. What are we hoping their money, their fundraising efforts, what are we hoping that that money's going to go towards?
So we're hoping to purchase a new simulation mannequin for obstetric training. The one that we currently have, we've had since 2014, and it no longer works, and we've been told by the manufacturers that it is beyond repair. And it allows us to provide safe training, you know, in a non-threatening environment, and it's very immersive training, so it really helps with learning, and it reduces adverse outcomes for our birthing people and their babies.
And tell me about the benefit of this for people who are coming through and they're learning. How does that benefit them, and also the situations that people are going to go into?
Well, it's a safe environment to practice on. You can't hurt a simulation mannequin. It also allows us to work with lots of different disciplines, so it's not just midwives. We work with consultant obstetricians, we work with anaesthetics, so basically anybody that might be involved with somebody coming through the service having a baby. So we look at, so it's antenatal care, care in labour, obstetric emergencies, postnatal care, so it allows people to practice these simulations in a safe environment, allows people to share experiences, aids with communication, which we know is you know, so important.
Having looked around, it's a very innovative centre. I can't imagine it's very cheap to run something like this. So when we talk about their fundraising efforts, what sort of money are we looking at in terms of purchasing the new mannequin?
So the new mannequin is £72,000, which I know sounds like an awful lot of money, but if you take into account that we've had the last mannequin for 10 years, and in the next 6 years alone, we will spend £1.2 million in training. That's taking staff out of the clinical environment to provide them with training. So when you compare that to £72,000, it's a drop in the ocean.
We are hoping, fingers crossed, that they can hit their target between them. The Great North Run isn't very far away, so we'll be really excited to see if they raise that money and they hit that target to provide you with the mannequin that you need for your simulation centre.
We're so excited, and we're so thankful, we're so appreciative, you know, that these people have actually agreed to run for our charity. You know, it's super important. We know how important training is. We know it reduces, you know, things going wrong for mums and babies, and it means we can provide the best possible care for the people that we're looking after.
And for them to come today to see that in action, I think that has a lot of impact. So they've got that in their mind when they're doing their fundraising efforts, when they're running. So I think they'll try their very, very hardest to make that money today for you.
I'm sure they will. And anything that they can raise at all, obviously, is going to help our cause.
And thank you very much to you and the team for today. It's been amazing.
No, thank you so much for coming along and helping highlight our cause.
Thank you. Eamon and Sarah, having seen what's going on at the moment here, has that really inspired you in terms of motivating you for that Great North Run? Because 13.1 miles is a long way to go.
I'll just remind you, it's not just 13.1 miles, it's 13.1 miles predominantly uphill as well. We learned that last year, didn't we?
We did indeed, and the weather as well can take a turn for the worse, as we well know what happened last year.
Do you find when you're doing something like that and you raise money, when you've got an idea of what you raise the money for, that helps you get through it? When it gets really tough, it pushes you through that?
Do you know what makes all the difference? I just know last year, when you're running the Great North Run, whilst you're actually running it and the atmosphere there, all you get all the time is, what are you running for? What are you running for? And it's one thing to say, oh, I'm running to raise money for, you know, County Durham and Darlington Foundation Trust, but it's another thing when you know what that money's going to do. And I think just having been here today and understanding the impact, and it's something that's very close for both of us. I mean, it's one thing if you know, we looked at the Sims there that were for the palliative care and the end of life, and but when it's something we've both been through, I mean, you really recently, it hits home a little bit differently, doesn't it?
100%, and it's like what Sarah said, you know, when you're at the 10-mile stage and you see the little hill towards the finish.
Towards the sea.
And then that's when you realise, why am I doing this? Why am I putting myself through this? And, you know, learning about what you guys do and what the money's going to help, it just makes all the difference.
It does, but £72,000, that's a lot of money.
That's an awful lot of money you need. Yeah, we get a... I think we need to get training. Yeah. We need to get shouting loud as well about what we're
doing. How is the training
going?
So 8th of September, Great North Run Day. How's the training going?
How's yours going?
Mine's not going that well, to be fair, because I've been injured for a while. But I did run yesterday, and I did 22 kilometres, which was nice to get under the belt. So.
Oh, that's a full half marathon?
Yeah. Just about. So I think I should be all right. I've done a fair few marathons.
If you did 22 kilometres yesterday, you're all good, mate. We're only doing 21 on the 8th of September. I did I've had a comprehensive training plan, been training for about 4 months now, and since I signed up again for this year, and it's gone well. I did a full half as a practice last Friday, and it nearly killed me, and I realised I wasn't quite there body wise for where I wanted to be, but up here mental wise I was where I wanted to be. So,
and you can, as you're going now, you can now envisage the team that are around here that are wanting this technology, and it's so innovative, you know, for clinical education, so innovative. I mean, it's outstanding, isn't it?
Oh, it's absolutely outstanding, and I'm quite excited about the fact that we'll be able to come back in future years and see the difference it's made, and know that when people go through that training, they'll be like, oh yeah, we've got this because those guys did the Great North Run.
It's mad to see how what goes on behind the scenes. Because when I was at the hospital, and obviously everyone knew what they were doing, and all the midwives, all the consultants, everyone, whereas I didn't have a Scooby what I was doing. And you just take into account what people put themselves through, what the staff do and the training involved. So if we can help them with this little bit of kit, it makes it all the big difference.
It will make a huge difference. And on behalf of everybody, thank you so much for the effort and time that you're putting in to raise money through the Great North Run for County Durham and Darlington Foundation Trust. Thank you.